You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. When you imagine someone sitting in a lifeguard chair at the beach, you probably think of a high school or college kid with a really great summer job. But summer's over, the beaches are still open, and saving lives in the water is actually a job that workers can hold well into their 60s. But as Sally Herships reports, in New York, the proud tradition of older lifeguards coming back year after year may be causing some problems.
Let's head to the beach. Long Island, to be exact. There's sand, kids playing, now add in some lifeguards. And let's be honest, there can be a stereotype here. Kind of a Baywatch tan orange bathing suit thing, and young. Our stereotype is probably young, but that is not the case at Jones Beach.
When I started in 67, nobody expected to work a lifetime here. I didn't.
A couple of weeks ago, I was swimming, and my plate fell out of my mouth and was going down. I had to dive for it. I got it. Most important thing, I rested all year.
What you're listening to is a documentary called The Jones Beach Boys, but some of the boys here wear dentures. Roy Lester is 66. He was a Jones Beach lifeguard for about 40 years. He's also a lawyer, and now he's suing. He's accusing the New York State Parks Department of age discrimination. The case is complicated, and it hinges on bathing suits, like one style, called a jammer.
Jammers is like a biking short.
So it's like a Lycra to your mid-thigh.
Yes.
Jammers are supposed to help swimmers go faster. How much exactly is in question?
It's just a feeling that you go through the water smoother.
So Lester says older lifeguards wore jammers when they took their annual swimming test. Then in 2007, the state banned the suits. Lester could have taken the test in an approved suit, but he refused, so he couldn't go back to his job. He says behind the ban was age discrimination.
Psychologically, when you're taking this rehire test, you look for every advantage. Because unlike anything else in the world, if you fail this test twice, you're done. Your career is done.
This is a lawsuit. There's argument about a lot of detail. And what makes the case even more complicated is that proving age discrimination can be difficult. The law says employers are allowed to set physical requirements for jobs, like swimming tests.
Isn't it good to try to make sure that you have fit lifeguards, you know, to be able to rescue people? And isn't that what you'd want the Parks Department to be doing?
Joseph Fishkin is a professor at Yale Law School.
So just by itself, saying you can wear swimsuit A, but you can't wear swimsuit B, that's not age discrimination.
Right. It's just, it depends what was the motivation behind it. What the law says you can't do is make sure your lifeguards are fit by getting rid of the older ones.
Chris Brewster is with the United States Life Saving Association. He says the lawsuit seems silly.
I am gobsmacked at the rationale behind this lawsuit, what Mr. Lester hopes to gain. It seems clear to me that he could have passed the test had he just worn the required shorts. And I'm sad for him that he threw away that opportunity.
Brewster says, contrary to the idea of Jones Beach trying to oust older workers, its union has been effective at representing them.
I think they probably have the oldest beach lifeguard corps in the United States. So if the administration has been trying to cull the number of older lifeguards, they've been pretty ineffective at it.
In 2005, the Parks Department issued a memo. It mentions the age of some lifeguards in their 60s and 70s. And it goes on to say this could raise serious safety issues for not only the public, but for the staff on duty. The Attorney General's office, which represents the Parks Department, had no comment. Roy Lester again.
You know, I gave them almost 40 years of my life. I was exemplary. I won national championships. I know lifeguarding. I can pass the test. Come on. Come on.
Now Lester is working at a private club. He says it's nice, but he'd like to be back at Jones Beach. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.